Now, the road bowling fixtures took place in Eglish in County Tyrone at the weekend, and a reporter, Sinead Lulachan, was there on Friday as the crowds gathered to assess the route and to check out the competition. Very important. And she joins me now in studio. Welcome, Sinead. I think before we kick things off, there's a bit of bone of contention here because I say road bowling, whereas you say road bowling.
Yes, and I think I might have to adopt the Cork way of saying it because I was surrounded by people from Munster, but also people from Tyrone and Armagh at the weekend up in Eglish in Tyrone. But yeah, bowling. Mm. Oh, I like the way it's said, isn't it?
I mean, there's a real like bowling. You really need to get into it, don't you? Well, when I was reading the brief earlier on and I was hearing people talking about road bowling, I was like, is this a different sport? Because down in West Cork, it is bowling, like rhyming with howling. So I'm glad at least that I did have, I won't lie, disclaimer, I text my friend from Cork to double check that I wasn't having a moment. I was like, I'm right in saying it's bowling, isn't it? Yeah. So down in West Cork, we do say bowling.
And you got the A-OK. But up in Ulster, they call it bullets or a score of bullets. So every day is a school day. Oh, and wow. I was learning when I was up there in Eglish. Eglish is a lovely little village. It's about 5 miles from Dungannon and about 6 miles from Armagh. Mm-hmm. And it's where Series 2 of the championship took place at the weekend. But I arrived there on Friday to suss out the competition and see what was going on.
So for people that aren't familiar then with road bowling, tell us what it's about.
Well, road bowling, so it's a sport in which competitors basically throw a steel ball down a predetermined course. Now, the course is usually on a country road, and it was at the weekend as well. And the person, the player, the thrower, who can throw in the least amount of throws is the winner. So usually the course would last for about 3 kilometres or 4 kilometres. So whoever throws and has the least amount of throws is the winner. But the bowls themselves, see, look, it's catching on. I'm not calling them balls now or bullets. The bowls, they're all different in weight, depending on the category you're in, as Eugene Tierney from Bowlchum in Ulster explained to me.
The senior bowl is 28 ounces. It's fairly heavy and it takes a wee bit of getting used to, you know, if you're only starting out throwing. The young ones start with a smaller bowl. For the very young ones, 16 ounce, and then up to 24 ounce. But the senior bowl is 28 ounce and solid steel.
You know what? It's desperate because I think in kgs. I'm trying to convert it. I've got ounces to kgs. It's like, how much is that? Yeah. But it does sound like they're heavy enough.
They're heavy enough and made of steel as well. So you can only imagine what it's like in your hand.
Now, is there a particular way of throwing them? We're already getting into the technicalities here.
Yeah, it's getting into the nitty gritty now. So there are different techniques to throwing them. So in Munster, they call it the hinch. And usually they throw from the hip. But then in Ulster, they usually throw with an underarm. So it's a straightforward run and a straightforward underarm throw. But there are different styles, equally as effective, but it depends on where you grew up, really, and who was around you and who influenced you. Mm-hmm. But then I was looking at the windy roads and the country roads up there in Eglish, and I was thinking to myself, how in the name of God do they get the ball around
the bends? That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's similar in a way to golf. But Michelle Smith from the social media channel Road Bowls in Ireland was telling me how the ball is thrown depending on the course.
You would hear some of them say, lift it off you with a bit of a pull. So if there's a bend, they would usually raise the ball a little bit higher and they can twist their hand left and right when they're delivering the ball. And it should turn with the road. But there's tracks along. So you'll see the road shore, he'll stand where they think the best track will be to get the furthest bowl. It is a mastercraft. A lot of people that would be following us say, oh, we could do this. We would challenge anybody to give it a go and take on the best, you know.
Mastercraft is right. I'm thinking in Camogie, if only I could make the slitter, maybe put a bit of a bend in that, it'd be grand, rather than putting them all wide. But anyway, that's another story. No, I was a defender.
You'll have to go up to Eglish to practice.
Tell you. Now, Michelle mentioned there as well, road showers. Like, what role do they play in all this?
So it's not all about the thrower. There are other roles that people have in this sport as well. And I met Niall Murphy from Clondrahead Bowling Club in Cork, outside McRoom. And he was a road shower for Ross O'Brien in the under-16s this weekend. And he explained his role to me.
We pick the spot of the road that we think the best players, and we put on a sap and stand him what we think is in the right position and try and get the longest shot you can out of that.
So they're kind of aiming for you, are they?
Aiming for me, or aiming for the sap that I put on, basically.
So today, are you doing a little bit of a recce on the road?
Yeah, we're watching where the balls are running and we're trying to figure out where's the best place for tomorrow, of course, yeah. I mean, it's all visual. You just look at the way the road is turned and the way the fawns are on the road and the distance he's back from the turns and all that stuff and try and pick the best spot for him to get the longest shot. You hope to get it right and give him the best chance, that's it.
Even I'm listening to Niall's accent there. I mean, come on, let's just come back to that pole. I'd listen to that Cork accent all day, not being biased at all. Now, did you meet other people? Like, did you meet many of the players?
I did, and would you believe I met a champion there from West Cork. He was from the Cork-Kerry border, Liam Murphy. And staying on topic, I asked him what the ideal terrain would be in his opinion as a champion.
Smooth road and straight if you can, but there was a few turns to make it interesting.
Yeah. It's good to have it interesting.
Yeah.
You were a European champion, I believe.
I am, yeah. We were out in Germany there back in May. We were trying against people from all over Europe, really. Germany, Holland, Italy, Ireland here as well. And yeah.
You came first in your category?
I did. I came first in the under 18 boys.
Woohoo! So, yeah. What did you get?
I got a gold medal.
And he wasn't the only champion that was there, Anna. Here's Jake Cullen. He's from Keady in Armagh, and he's an All-Ireland winner as well.
I won the Junior B All-Ireland champion last July down in Cork. It was my first ever All-Ireland. Winning it anyway, I've been in two All-Irelands, lost one, won one, so 50-50 record. So the more practice you get, the better you become. It's, all depends. You could have a good year, you could have a bad year. It doesn't matter how much you practice, really. All just depends on the technique you have and it's on the day.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to lose one to actually appreciate winning one as well, you know, and you learn so much from it. Sinead, the European Championship were mentioned. Like, how popular is road bowling in other countries as well?
It's actually quite popular, and I was taken aback when I heard this. Here's Eugene Tierney again.
It's played in North America, in London, and we have a form of bowls played in Holland, Germany and Italy. There is a variation in Europe. In Italy, they play with a slightly bigger bowl and it's on very, very rough terrain. Dutch Moors is played with a wooden ball in a field.
I thought it was indigenous to us. I was fully sure that we were the only ones that were playing it, to be honest, in Ireland. But like, how long have people played it, do we know?
They've played it for a long time, and I was quite lucky because local historian Donal McAnallan had all that information and he was there on Friday to explain all.
Oh, wow.
Long bullets or road bowls have been played over most of Ulster since at least 300 years ago. I mean, that can be traced through to various sources. And if you go back to the 19th century, you can find it very popular, not only in these counties in the middle of Ulster, but also in places like North Down and Belfast. And you find letters to the paper saying, this must be stopped for the sake of the public safety. It wasn't just discouraged because of the safety to the road and more traffic, but it was also the fact that it was associated with gambling, and you found different policing of the game after partition. South of the border, there was a sort of more acceptance of it. North of the border, the RUC didn't accept it at all. Now, that began to relax a bit from the 40s or 50s onwards.
So we've heard from historians, competitors, a road shower as well, but the crowd play a very important role in the sport also. I spoke to Emily Murphy, who was there enjoying the atmosphere and enjoying the crack.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just a spectator. I've been here before, so this is my second time here, and I really enjoyed it last time, so I said I'd come back.
Is it a dangerous role to be a spectator?
It can be sometimes for the big scores where they're stronger. I kind of stay behind the bell just in case, because it's hard to see when there's a big crowd and you might get hit.
Did you ever get hit?
No, but my dad did last month. He's fine. He's here in one piece today.
What is it about the game that's so exciting?
I think it's the atmosphere of all the fans watching. They make it really exciting and it's just fun to watch.
Jeez, you nearly need good reflexes, so even being in the crowd to avoid just getting hit in the face.
Absolutely. I got something shouted at me, move in, when I was trying to record.
Or get out
interview.
Of the way.
Yeah. Well, Emily mentioned there the atmosphere, and there was an electric atmosphere there on Friday, but they were expecting more crowds to come over the weekend. And here's a snippet of the roar of the crowd.
Shoot that bow at speed, right? Come on. Come in, jump in.
Just keep your eye on it.
Jump in.
I love it. Hi, bye. Shove in. Will you shove in? You see, they're looking out for people's safety in the midst of it all. Mm-hmm. Now, you'd imagine on, you know, the windy roads, like, it would be easy for the bowl to go astray into the bushes. What happens then?
Well, Eugene Tierney was actually telling me that there's a dog in Madden called Oscar and that his owner has trained him to find the bullets, as they call them. But they stop and they try and find them in the bushes with, they might have magnets or they might have a metal detector. And listen to this, because this is Eamon Bone. He was live streaming Friday's event on Road Bowls in Ireland. That's his social media channel. He and Michelle Smith run that. And this is his commentary when the bowel went missing in the bushes.
PJ's after giving up, lads, after 3.5 minutes looking for the ball. He's back in, lads, look at him. Will they find the ball? 3-1, 4-1. Are they giving up, lads? I don't think they'll find it. They're giving the odds all over the shop. 3-1. They won't find it. PJ's the pointer. He's looking in. Will they do it, lads? I don't think it'll be done today. Hang on. Hold tough. Lads, just throw another ball, for God's sakes, will they? Throw in another ball, lads, for God's sakes. The club is wealthy. No, lads, I don't think they're going to find it. Jamie Daly, what have you to say for yourself?
Oh, my God. I mean, they should make that into a Netflix documentary. I'm sure we'd all be queuing up to watch that, even for the accent alone. That's absolutely brilliant. I love it. Yeah. Sinead, is there upcoming championships then for people to maybe check out?
Absolutely. Bowls, Bowls or Bullets. Be in Court McSherry in Cork for a championship that will be held on the 7th and 8th of September. And players from Connacht, from Leinster, from Munster, Ulster and North America and London will be taking part there.
You literally just gave us the name now of our Netflix documentary as well. Thank you so much, Sinead, for coming in. And of course, I'm pretty sure now that we should all be getting into road bowling after that. I know it's in Armagh and in Cork predominantly, but look, maybe this is a call to arms for all the other counties to start adopting the road bowling and get into it. Thank you so much for coming to studio, Sinead.